Maybe you can remember when you were called to the principal's office, or that loudspeaker in the classroom said, "Meryl Sikorsky, please come to the principal's office," and shock hit you, right? And the gluteus maximus got very, very tight because you knew you were in trouble. Well, I'm over at KBH Elementary School, and it's 2021, and such a reaction isn't even happening because our assistant principal over here, Elizabeth Kwame, okay, and Principal Janae Van Slyke are here, and I heard of something for the first time today, and I want you all to hear about it, because it's called a positive office referral. I've never heard of such a thing. Tell me what that is about, Janae.
So when we started here at Cay Beach, Ms. Kwame and I started the same year, 3 years ago, we thought we don't want kids just sent to the office for behaviors that they need to improve or learn from. We want students sent down for positive things and recognize them for that. We wanted our office to be a positive place and for them to learn the principal and assistant principal aren't scary people, that we also can recognize the positive things going on with our students.
And how's that working out?
It's fantastic. It's the best part of our day, making those phone calls to these parents who aren't quite sure what the call's going to be about and their reaction of hearing the positive thing that their kid did well, whether it was helping others, self-control, they're making a difference in their day and being recognized.
I love accentuating the positive, diminishing the negative. That's the way we train dogs to be good dogs, right? And, oh, I'm looking at a bowl of New York mints. Does that have anything to do with the positive referrals?
You know, we try to give them something when they come down. Sometimes it comes from a treasure box. It's usually like a small toy, maybe a stretchy hand that they can slap up on the window, something a kid would be pretty excited about bringing home.
Makes it fun to do your homework and to go to school and have fun. Elizabeth, where did this idea come from?
Well, Janae and I both really believe in recognizing the positive in students and creating a positive environment here at school. And we are already a PBIS school, which means we recognize and provide supports for kids in a positive way. And we wanted to be able to kick it up a notch. And we thought, let's recognize them at the office level instead of just in the classroom or in the hallways.
Now, while this is the first time I've heard about this type of thing going on in our schools, how long has it been happening? And are we seeing actually a shift in the paradigm of educating kids and reinforcing behavior rather than when you get in trouble?
Yeah, we are. As Janae said, we've been doing this since 2019 when we both started. We keep track of how many positive office referrals and discipline referrals we have each year. And we run pretty close to equal on both, which is wonderful. Recognizing the positive behaviors has been proven to work for kids individually and as a whole school.
And of course, for the parental reinforcement, rather than going home with a report card that's got a C on it, you go home with a positive referral, and that makes mom and dad just as proud as punch, right? And the whole family gets happy.
Absolutely. Sometimes parents are moved to tears when we make those calls. They're just thrilled.
That's exciting. Now, as a teacher and your teachers here at Cay Beach, does it also kind of excite them and give them an opportunity to acknowledge the positive and to see those kids rewarded? And then does that kind of spin off to the kids who maybe haven't been having such good behavior?
It sure does. The teachers are really pleased to be able to recognize the kids outside of the classroom and let people elsewhere in the building know what great things they're doing. And the other kids notice, and it really does help create that culture in the classroom and in the school of what we're hoping to achieve.
Well, these last 18 months, almost 2 years now, have been trying times for educators and teachers, and this is kind of nice to hear something that's positive happening, not only in the classroom for the teachers and our educators, but for the students who have had to also go through these times.
Yes, it definitely brightens their day, and I really feel like it makes an impact in our school as a whole, our culture, and what we stand for here at Cay Beach.
A shout out to our teachers, our educators, and our students. And of course, to our principal over here at the home of the Caribous, and that is Janae Vance-like.
Yes.
Vance-like. Okay. Yes. And Elizabeth Kwame. That's spelled with a V, even though I can't pronounce it that way. I'm Meryl Sikorsky, returning to that positive office referral sound of KSRM.